Blog Talk Radio.
A happy New Year to everybody from inner sight around the world. Thank you for being with us. We are very, very sorry that the blog. What's that noise?
I don't know.
We're very, very sorry that the blog has interrupted our show. We don't know why it's been happening, but we have inquired about it. Let's see if we get an answer, but very disturbing to have a program cut off. Why?
Yeah.
Put yourself on mute. There's too much noise there.
I just put a paper towel over the area where you wanted me to, so hopefully it'll filter it a little more.
Yeah,
if not, I'll mute.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on mute.
All right, inner sight, and we put on a couple of reruns the last few weeks. Some of them were on, some of them weren't. So here we are with a new year. Let's see if we're going to get some new beautiful things from the blog, or else we'll have to make a change. Everything changes. Tonight, we are greatly honored and proud to tell you a little bit about one of the greatest advocates, if not the greatest advocate, the disabled. Taught me a lot. My good friend Joseph Arion, who was with Inner Sight for many, many, many years, and who about 5 years ago passed away. I went to visit Joe in the hospital, and he was conscious, and he told me as much. He says, "I'm going to die right in this bed," and I try to talk him out of it, and I try to tell him, let's get Dr. Zhu in here and make an issue out of it. He just didn't want to do it. He wasn't willing. So he lived his life the way he had to, the way he wanted to, and he ended it the way he wanted to. Now, one of the things that I will point out, and I don't think I've pointed it out before, is Joe did not die in a nursing home. And I'm proud of that, and I'm happy. And that's my goal. That's yours truly's goal. I'm not going to no damn nursing home, and I'm not going to stop fighting to turn them into accessible housing. I want to say hello to a new friend out in Montana, Lori. We're helping Lori with a Medicaid issue out there in Montana. Been dealing with the system, and I learned something today. They put you on a waiver program, part of Medicaid, and the idea is they want to keep you. So they say they want to keep you out of a nursing home as long as possible. Well, I mean, that bothers me right there. If they're going to keep you out as long as possible, why not go the rest of the way? See, it shows you that the system has a lot of flaws, a lot of contradictions, and a lot of fraud taking people's money and wasting taxpayers' money and all that. It's just horrible. Joe didn't go along with that. He hated nursing homes. And we worked on quite a few things together. Tation here for the disabled here in Suffolk County, New York, worked with the Suffolk Bus. And he was able to, there was an issue where they only had one radio. Well, I don't know how Joe did it, but he hooked it up in such a way. He got them another radio and got the two systems together and was very instrumental in improving the transportation for the disabled here in Suffolk County. And they, Suffolk Bus honored Joe. They were very proud of him. They let him come in the office and see how the system works and all that. So those are one of the many, many things that he did. He served. We worked on the England campaign together where we got dogs to go into England. And Joe was a part of that. We, at that time, got a beautiful letter from Elizabeth Taylor, who was a big dog lover and instrumental in helping us conquer the great wrong that the British government was putting on disabled people. I mean, they never would have dared to interfere with somebody's eyesight if they came into their country, you know, but they interfered with a blind person's eyesight. And of course, when we went to the British consulate, myself and Jeff Broderick, and the guy was so, the council person was so insulting when he proposed the idea that a blind person can go to England and they get off the plane, we'll take their dog and give them another one. Well, the guy sounded like a real jackass. And I believe the Associated Press, who was president at the time, printed that. And it didn't look too good in the papers for the British government. So we won that fight. I want to thank a gentleman in England, if you're listening or your friends are listening, Mr. Plunkett, who worked for the British government, a blind, a guide dog user, and a guy who did everything he can, blind people freedom in the British colony with their guide dogs. Thank Mr. Plunkett. We certainly thank Elizabeth Taylor's management people who sent me that beautiful letter, and all the people who worked on that. Now, Joe was a part of that. You know, he was very involved in making that happen. And we many times warned the people of Australia who are still caught up in that horrible system where they take a blind person's dog away if you dare go to Australia. Well, we were making plans to get Olivia Newton-John involved in that. And unfortunately, she got ill and passed away. And it is ironic because Joe met Olivia in Las Vegas, and he really loved her. He was a big fan, and we were hoping through that connection that we could get her involved. But unfortunately, she got ill and passed away. So beware, Australia. You're not doing the right thing with the blind says in the Bible, woe unto those who stumble the lame and the blind. And when we come back, I want to talk about how Joe would have felt about Milton. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty. And tell Mr. Kennedy you heard about him on Inner Sight. He'll like that. Let's see. New Year. You wanna do something new? Stay in shape? Protect yourself? Yeah. Call my buddy Fernandez. All right. Third Eye Insight. Devin Fernandez. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and we'll be announcing soon the nursing home date, news conference for the nursing home date. I've been talking to people around the country who want to be a part of that. So we're going to try to hook that up. And in that connection, this being a new year, I want very much to start a new system to raise money for people who want to stay out of nursing homes. We'll explain that more tomorrow night on our nursing home show, what we mean by that and how we believe it would work. Inner Sight, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the Silo. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile for a Child. Inner Sight reminds you. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. Go an extra mile for a child. All right, let's see. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You need dog food, cat food. Give Gary a call. Tell him he's being talked about on Inner Sight. 631-484-3085, Inner Sight. And I want to say hello to another friend. She calls herself Angel. She has four dogs. A lady who is a big advocate of rescue. All right, let's see. Inner Sight and the new year. And all the things that need to be done and the new way, the new ideas. Change the old ideas. Improve the system. And make it so that everybody is included in freedom. The other day I was walking down the street, yesterday I think it was, today, New Year's Day, and the traffic was very, very light, and came to the intersection, couldn't read the light. Now that makes it worse when there's no traffic, when you can't read the light, because normally you can get some help by the flow of the cars. But when there's no cars, you don't know what the light says. And, you know, you give your guide dog a command, and they deem it safe. They go off the curb, and some crazy driver could come speeding through having the light. You wouldn't know he had the light, of course, because you can't read it. It's a big element of danger in not having every traffic light accessible. And there should be strict enforcement of that. That's one of the new things that we're going to advocate for this year, strict enforcement of safety on the streets. Disabled people, everybody should be able to read every sign on the corner when it's dealing with crossings and safety. All right, inner sight. Big East, the key to rescue. Thank you so much for all your help all the years. Happy New Year to the Big East, a healthy one for all the Akitas. And Joanne Diamond, great, great friend, a great, great person. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Check them out. Or you can call them, 609-388-7004. Without the Akita Rescue. Big East, Akita Rescue. Thank you so much for all your support and help. And the love and the caring and the beauty of Milton. The Day for Milton brought to you Inner Sight, urging people to bring about the Day for Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the guide dog school. And to make it worse, they've done nothing to ensure safety, to be licensed or regulated or with a fair hearing. So, Big East, Akita Rescue, has come to the rescue on that problem for some of us. Anyone interested in having an Akita service dog, you can contact us. And we'd be happy to talk to you about it. Inner Sight 1620, the email. Inner Sight 1620 at gmail.com. And contact us in that way. Inner Sight 1620 at gmail.com. And the Day for Milton, yes. Now, Joe Arion, one of the greatest advocates, of course, never met Milton. But I think I can speak for Joe as a brother, that he would have been absolutely outraged over what happened to Milton. You know, there's no words to express how he would have felt. I can't even predict what he would have done. You know, I'm not even going to try to do that because he was such a great advocate. You know, we used to have a funny thing. And he sort of created a good. But any time somebody was discriminated against, I'd start yelling and, you know, getting on them and all that. And Joe was the good guy. He had a way of calming people and dealing with them. And that's one of the reasons he was such a great advocate. And I like to feel that recently I have developed some of that and maybe inherited some of that from Joe, because I seem to be headed more in that direction. But the death of Milton would have really enraged Joe and really got to his heart. He was a big dog lover. And he was a big believer in these schools, guide dog schools, being licensed.
Excuse me,
and,
Frank?
Regulated. Inner Sight, yeah.
Yeah, we have Big Joe waiting in the wings.
What?
We have Big Joe waiting in the wings.
Big Joe. Oh, are you,
yeah.
Well, we used to call it Green.
I know.
So, all right, let's take a phone call. We'll take Joe.
Okay. I could open the mic.
Hello.
No, okay, here it is. Hey, Big Joe.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year. Frank, what was so special about Milton? Was it because he had attributes that most guide dogs didn't have, or was it because of the way that he died?
Well, because of what happened to him.
Mm.
That the trainer took his life. The last person on earth that you would suspect or imagine that would do it with. And to make it worse, not only did she leave him in the van in the heat wave, she lied to Michelle about it. When Michelle called up the school to find out how her dog is, she lied to her. She didn't tell him that.
So Milton died
of
what? Of heat stroke by being in a van?
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah. Middle of a heat wave.
That's how he died?
All right. You always mentioned Milton, but you never talked about how he died.
Oh, I thought I mentioned that. Died in the in the van, and Michelle will tell you they murdered my guide dog. You know.
Well, man, as you know, especially guide dogs are extremely important to the disabled. So of course you felt that way. I mean, if out of neglect, you leave the. How long was he left in the van? Because I mean. It's hot as hot, but to build up a temperature inside a van of over 100 and some odd degrees, you know, to kill a live animal. Oh.
6 hours in the van.
Six hours?
Yeah, that's terrible. Yep.
How do you leave somebody's instrument of getting around, which is a live animal, which costs money to get trained... How do you leave a dog, any dog, or a child, which sometimes happens, in a van, a car, a truck, for hours?
Well, where were the supervisory people? Why didn't they say to her, where's Milton? You're training Milton. What have you done with him? Where is he?
Yeah.
They didn't check to see that he was safe. Where the hell were they? So
I guess maybe they assumed that this trainer knew it. Was it a woman or a man?
A woman.
It was a woman?
Mm-hmm.
They probably assumed that she knew what she was doing, and if they didn't see the dog with her, then they apparently assumed that she had, you know, tied him up someplace or put him someplace safe.
Yeah, but you don't assume. There should be a regulation that they have to check. Especially after this happened. They haven't done a damn thing to bring in any regulations or safety features or licensing, you know. It's horrible.
Well, look, you guys know better than anybody.
On top.
How the nation thinks of disabled, just like they think of the vets, you know. It's nobody cares about anybody else unless they're in that same position.
That's true.
Yeah. And then the other horrible part is they haven't given her another dog, and they won't service her. And they're keeping the money that they used to, that they raised to train milk. And nobody's doing anything about that.
You mean the school that trained the dog where the dog died? They're not going to replace the dog?
No.
No. They're not.
Kind of,
they haven't.
What kind of bullshit is
exactly what you said.
And that's why we want them regulated and licensed. And Michelle given another dog.
Now, she certainly deserves the other dog. But
to have
anything regulated by the government, I'm always against it. Because the government always makes
what choice have you got?
Mockery
out
of everything.
Huh? Maybe if there were regs and the supervisors knew that they could get in trouble getting an account for Milton, they would have gone looking for him.
Yeah, maybe. And then again, a lot of people don't care what the laws are, and they just do what they want to do anyway. Well, in any case, I just wanted to wish Happy New Year to you guys. So I've done
Happy
that.
Happy New Year.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk to you guys another time, okay? Good night.
Thanks for calling.
Good night. Yeah, thank you for calling.
Now, I wanna ask Suzanne, because you and Joe went through a lot together. And,
But the very next day. Okay.
What was your most fondest recollection about Joe?
That he was a tough-ass advocate. He was very good on the phone, knew how to get around a phone system. I was just amazed, you know, thinking about, you know, how he talked to, you know, people and got them to do what he was asking. He never failed at that. He was very good at that. And he called me every day. Suzanne, you know you have to do it. No, I don't want to do it. I'd rather sleep. He would get me out of bed and do it. That's how good he was.
He was advocate.
Yeah, he was very good at it. Yeah. He taught me a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a good friend, a great advocate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he really cared about Inner Sight. Many a time he got us donations to keep the show on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it going. And he was a great unbeliever of nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
Joe spent some time in a nursing
home. Yeah.
He hated them.
Oh, so did I.
when I told Joe, I said he was such a great lawyer type person with, you know, strategies and all that. And I remember one time I told him, Joe, if I was on trial for my life, I'd want you for a lawyer.
Yeah, I miss him. I really do.
He was so damn convincing.
Oh, yes. They asked if he was a lawyer. Remember the time that Joe was living on his own after that place broke up where he used to work? Somebody hired him and everything, but they didn't really do what he wanted to do and ended up firing him, but he was good at what he did. He helped one woman just by making sure that everything for her mental illness was there for her. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into detail. But he helped her. He helped her a lot. It was supposed to be months and months.
Called Fags or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she could get Medicaid.
Yeah, he was starting to make some changes over there.
Mm-hmm.
and the state closed it down.
Yeah.
Well, that's typical.
Yeah, it is.
They don't want us to have our
succeed. Nope.
I mean, the state is so contradictory. You know, they'll give you something and then they'll find another way to take it away.
That's so true.
Well, yeah, Joe volunteered at that place. And he was getting them to make some changes, and they liked the idea, and they went along with it. And then they closed the place down.
Yeah, because they were doing the right thing. The first person they took out was one of his very good friends from the other job that he worked at. And they took this woman out of her position, the first person. You know, she was the director there, and she was doing a very good job, and that's the problem right there. Anybody who does a really good job, they don't want them, and they want somebody to do what they, you know, want. And that's really, I'd rather help the person than follow an organization that I truly don't believe in what they're talking about, you know?
Well, Joe was definitely set against how the system worked and how it was set up. He believed in the inner sight way, that people should control their own money, have the right to live our lives, that the money is there for us. It should be under our supervision. So that was one of the things that he was very enthusiastic about.
Yeah.
Inner sight, by the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. This is a special open mic tonight.
We're celebrating
Joe Arion, the past assistant director of Inner Sight and transportation advocate. And just a great advocate in general. Now, what do we have?
We have Louie waiting for you in the wings.
Oh, Louie, tonight, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Here he comes.
All right, Louie the Lip.
Hey, Louie.
On Site Live.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yep.
You remember Joanne?
How are you? Well, happy 2024.
You too.
Yeah. Hey, hello, Frank. Tell me, what's the word, Frank?
Yeah, you remember Joe Arion?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. He passed away 2019, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's pretty
Lou.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the anniversary of his death.
Yeah, he died on January 1st.
What did you
think of
Joe?
He died from that disease he had. He was sick.
What's that?
Joe Arion was ill, was sick?
Not really. He was sick a little bit, before that.
He had a bad heart.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
He had trouble walking, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, put him in a wheelchair.
No, he never used the wheelchair.
Never wanted that,
Nah, not me, Frank. I never go on a wheelchair.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And Frank, on New Year's Eve through New Year's Day, I went to bed at 2 o'clock a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something now. Were you the one who at 12 o'clock started shooting off those firecrackers and woke me up?
Oh, I did woke you up.
Yeah. You woke me up. The firecracker.
Oh, woke you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Where were you? Were you in Islip? Where were you?
I'm at home.
go home. Well, then you must have thrown the firecrackers out the window, huh?
Of New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yeah. Woke me up.
Yeah. No, it's New Year's. You got to wake up.
Uh-oh.
I'm up, all right.
Yeah, right.
So, what'd you do? You watched the show on the New Year's?
Yep.
Who was on there? Anybody interesting?
Anderson.
We got the rock group Green Day. And the one female artist on the TV. You got Nile Rodgers and Sheik that did Freak Out, Le Sheik, Freak Out, and ba 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 ba, Freak Out, ba 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 ba, Le Freak, Le Sheik, Freak Out, ba 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 ba.
Oh, fun.
Did they have Mariah Carey on?
No, not in the New Year, sorry.
So that, what was that you had on the Freak Out?
Yeah, that's a Sheik song.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. All
right. I gotta tell Ryan Seacrest, we wanna go on the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year, introducing to Frank Perino.
Oh, there you go.
Dick,
you'll be excited to meet Ryan Seacrest.
Years and years ago, I think I met Dick Clark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did the show with Stevie and Ray.
I see.
You know. Yeah. So, did they shoot off firecrackers on the New Year's show?
Yeah. That's in a different country. London and Puerto Rico, Japan, China,
Puerto Rico,
Germany.
Yeah.
Just confetti come down.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey Lou,
yeah.
You didn't go to Times Square?
I wish I was there and see Louie on TV. Hi, Ryan.
Man,
this is Louis Rivera. Love Drops talking here.
So you got any new Love Drops for the new year or what?
Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry?
Yeah.
Cherry?
That turned me on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Smiling Cherry.
So, I call you tonight. I wish everybody a Happy New Year.
All
well,
right.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I know.
We're saluting Joe Arion.
Yeah.
Oh. What, tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Inside.
Yeah. I remember I was on Inside. I know Joe Arion from way back.
Oh, yeah.
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 Hey, Frank, we went to that comedy show in Babylon.
In Babylon?
Yeah.
Comedy show?
What?
You saw a comedy show in Babylon?
We were there, the guy got covered the cross because we're having a comedy club, you know. And then our band playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the guy
we were there.
That?
I was there.
All right.
I had a good
when
time together.
When did you go there?
Huh?
When did you go there?
Back in 2004, 2003, at least.
Oh, I thought you went there for New Year's Eve.
No, not New Year's Eve, different.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
All right, now we're planning to have the Inner Sight Frolics on Friday. That's if the blog doesn't screw everything up.
Yeah.
give us a promo for Friday, Lou.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting warmer, Frank Perino on Rosanna Dana.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Happy New Year 2024 and Happy New Year. Make sure you turn on a Friday Blog Talk Radio frolics of the new year. We got a lot of goof-off laughs and flirting with ladies. And let my tasty mouth-to-mouth assistantation. And a great time with the two ladies flirting and meow. Yeah. We're going to have Lauren Hardy or Sanford and Son or the Honeymooners or your friendly philosopher or Lauren Hardy.
We're going to have
a sweet pepper and sweet pepper treat.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And a toilet paper contest.
A what contest? A toilet paper? Is that what you said? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Who can wind up the most toilet paper?
Yeah.
That's
toilet
interesting.
Paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank, I promise you I go to the right bathroom.
What do you do? What do you do when you go into the toilet and you got to use the toilet and there's no toilet paper?
Oh, I hate that.
No, I don't either.
Well, my grandpa knew what to do.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
Put your ass in the sink.
There you go.
I don't know. Sink. No sink, Frank. No sink.
Ass in the sink.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
That's eating too much rice and beans
night.
Make you go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I had rice and beans tonight.
Oh, I love rice and beans. Black beans.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't eat rice and beans. No, no, no.
I eat rice and beans.
Spanish rice. Frank, you eat rice and beans?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the difference between rice and America?
Yeah. I was eating black beans, the kidney beans, pinto beans.
Oh. Nice. That tastes good. Yeah.
It goes with rice.
Con pollo?
It goes with rice.
And
chili
chicken?
Beans.
Oh, you got to make
it. No, I don't
hungry.
Go with rice. No, no, no. I can eat the whole plate of rice and beans and fried chicken together.
Wow. Sounds good.
You could eat the whole town.
That's
and I was
right.
drinking
Sounds
on
like
New
it.
Year's... Hey, Frank, I was drinking on New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, and I went to sleep.
Aw.
Yeah. All right.
Sangria.
What'd you have for dinner on New Year's? Hey, Lou, what
did
you have for dinner on New Year's?
The usual, pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And I saw
the
Odd Couple
lamb.
Marathon.
Oh, really?
That's a classic Oscar and Felix.
Yeah, that's cool.
Frank, Oscar and Madison, sharing out the new car and the Flying Felix and the Fat Farm. Oh, yeah. The different drummer, all that. Stop it all around. My honey. Stop it anyway. I will compare. I'm going to bump my nose I want to twitch his nose. I want to crack his nose. I feel ashamed. That's the latest step. That's the latest step. Da 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 da. They just stop humbling. I let it mumbling.
All right. Good sight.
All right, boo.
It
hey, Lou, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and by the way, happy New Year.
Oh, thank you.
Christmas is over.
Yeah, I know. Little
no
Christmas,
more Christmas
is coming.
No Christmas music?
I know.
Yeah, we
finished
it's
with
over.
That.
Well, the Christmas is over.
Sort
it's
of,
over.
Except for Little Christmas. Right, Frank?
No, I put it away.
Yeah.
It's over.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, don't forget,
all right, Lou.
Three Kings Day.
Oh, that's it, right? Three Kings Day. Forgot. It's only it's January 7th. Let me put you on mute, okay?
Okay. Love you guys. I'll call you Friday. I'll be prepared.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
I love you, Frank and Suzanne.
I love you too, Lou.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, take care.
You too. There it is.
Inner sight and tonight honoring a great, great, great person, advocate, Joe Arion. And Joe is missed in so many ways.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, a lot of people didn't like Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right. A lot of people don't like me either. Who cares? But he was really.
How about me?
He was really good at what he did as an advocate.
Yeah.
And many of people praised him for it.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member of the American Federation of the Blind and did a lot of work with them and taught people a lot. And he was just a great, great guy. Joe could be very annoying, but hey,
oh, yeah.
Who can't?
Right.
No. So
it was annoying for a good cause, sorry. That's what I feel, anyway.
Stop interrupting.
Sorry.
We miss you, Joe, and one thing I'll tell you, there'll never be another one like him.
Mm-mm.
He was unique.
Yes.
He was creative. He was intuitive. He picked up things. Knew how to deal with it. Joe had an obsession with his suit. He had his suit, see? And we used to sit around that and he'd say, well, if I have to put on my suit and go down there, you know, meaning that when he's now, understand that Joe was a little guy, statue. But for some reason, when he put on that suit, it was like he was 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Gave him a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time we went to Macy's together. And, I was looking for a jacket, and there was this rack that said sale on it.
Mm.
And Joe had a little vision, usable vision for certain things.
Mm.
He could hold it close and be able to see. So I liked this one jacket, and he took it off the rack, and he read it. Ooh. This is not a sale. It's $100. And then there was another ticket on the jacket. There were two tickets. One said $100. The other one said $10. Joe said, wait a minute. He said, I'm going to get you this jacket for $10. I said, what? Yeah, he said, just let me handle this, you know. So he, Joe always went to the top. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He got the manager of the store.
Oh, there you go.
And he said, look, he says, there's two prices on here, you know. According to the, what do you say, according to law, you know, you have to honor the lowest price.
Right.
And sure enough, jacket only cost me $10. It was a
single
jacket.
There you go.
I still have that jacket, though.
I
will not. I
have a story.
With that jacket. All right, a story.
Yeah, a good story. I was in the nursing home, but excuse me, I had to say that way. I was in the nursing home, and my bed was so uncomfortable. And then I go to physical therapy, I come back, and there it is, a brand new bed. I'm like, oh, Joe did this. Immediately I said that because he would call the director, like you said, he goes all the way to the top. And I learned that from him, and I never forget. I'm a better advocate for it. You know.
Wait a minute. Was Joe alive when that happened?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you know he was going to call the facility?
No. That was the best part of it. He called, and he got it from me, and I was like, oh, that night I slept like Sleeping Beauty. It was great.
Well, even though you were in a nursing home.
Exactly. I got out rather soon because that was the same nursing home that dropped me from the Hoyer lift.
Yeah. Well, I know that Joe would have loved this concept that we're working with, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah,
He would have loved that. And he certainly would have been a big part of it. So now...
Yeah.
As they say, he's up there looking down on it.
That's right.
But we got a great guardian angel.
Yes, we do.
Helping us. Can't have a better guardian angel for an advocate than Joe Herring.
Sometimes I ask myself, what would Joe have done? And I know the answer immediately. It, like, comes straight to my head because I had the opportunity, the rare opportunity, every single day he would give me a call. And even though as much as we fought, I still would want him back here, and I would do anything for that. He was such a good egg.
Yeah, you remember the time we went to the Maria's party?
Yeah.
With the pie? Remember that?
Yeah.
That apple pie. And he did, what was it, $1? He had to chip in? Oh, what was it?
Yeah, I just said, give me $2 and that's fine. I'll buy it for you, and whenever you have the time, give it back to me. Or even don't give it back to me. Here, you got to walk in with something. About 2 years later, he gives me a $20 bill in the control room, and I go, what? He goes, don't say a word. I might take it back.
Yeah.
So that was that.
He
knew exactly how much
pie.
It was.
Oh, he said,
yeah.
I'm giving you...
Yeah.
For the two
exactly
didn't
the way
he
said
that?
It. Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
That was so funny.
That was funny.
He made a big deal over $2. And one time we went on the boat, on the gambling boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran out of change. I said, Joe, give me a quarter. Yeah. He said, loan me a quarter. He said, all right. He said, I don't have a lot of quarters. I said, Joe, come on, give me a quarter. He gives me a quarter. And for about 3 hours, he
bugging me. Where's my quarter? I said, no, please. So
here's your damn quarter.
Quarter in slot machine, and a bunch of quarters came out. And he's standing right. Oh, now I can have my quarter. I said, here's your quarter. Get out of here. Leave me alone. I'm walking home. But you know, it was annoying, but yet it was so funny.
It was. Both occasions.
Which it was.
Yeah.
All right. I never forget him. Miss him.
Yeah, so do I.
Miss his help, too.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night's our nursing home show. We're going to explain to you what we want to do that's new. And I've talked to several people about it, and they like it.
Mm.
And we'll explain tomorrow night the new approach on the nursing home idea, which enhances and includes, of course, turning them into accessible housing. So
right.
Tomorrow night, hopefully the blog will cooperate and stay on.
That's true.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. I want to thank all our listeners for being patient. Sorry if you missed the show. We apologize. It wasn't our fault. We were here.
It was Bob. Yeah, we were.
So, stay within a sight, no matter what. Because nobody else can do what we're doing. They all got to follow the rules and the stupid laws that we want to change. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, our hotline, 631-224-3090. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. I don't hear a prompt. What happened to my prompt?
I don't know. I'm looking at it.
There it is.
You got it? Okay.
Just got one. All right. Thank you so much. Happy, healthy New Year. Tune us in tomorrow night. You want to hear a great plan on how you can stay out of a nursing home? Give it to you tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Nobody's going to stop us.
No.
Nobody.
They really can't.
Over and above, we'll see to that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner,
good night,
inner
everyone.
Sight, forever.
Yes. Good night, everyone.